Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jackie, it's been about a year since Tonawanda Coke was told that they're going to be shutting their doors, or that they announced publicly that they're closing. Before we talk about what's happening in the legislature, I want to talk about reflect over the last year. How have things changed in the community since the controversial plant shut down?
Right. Well, this week marks the 1 year anniversary of Tonawanda Coke's shutdown. And so it is a significant time for us reflecting back. We accomplished a lot as a community. We fought 16 years for clean air, and we have clean air right now. It was amazing. The amount of support we received this year and messages saying thank you very much for all your hard work. I can open my windows now and breathe clean air.
In the day-to-day life, though, have you noticed that you can make some changes? You said you can open up your window every day to enjoy the air. Is there anything else that you do that you can do now compared to what you could do, say, a year ago?
Well, we don't have the constant threat and anxiety of what next with Tonawanda Coke. That has tremendously reduced, like I said, the stress in our community. We can lay back and open our windows and enjoy the clean air.
Well, you can do all that now, but you can't rest on your laurels, so to say. There's a new controversy that's been brewing up, and it's something that's going to be talked about on Thursday at the Erie County Legislature. What's going on?
Exactly. It's an unfortunate situation. We haven't been able to completely relax and enjoy our clean air because there is a situation that we have been dealing with for about 2 to 3 years right now. The victims of Tonawanda Coke, which I am one along with my neighbors and so many other people here in Kenton, City of Tonawanda, and Grand Island, we fought 16 years for clean air, and there has been over $12 million that has gone to University of Buffalo, actually SUNY RF on behalf of UB. And it appears that that money is benefiting UB and SUNY RF and not the victims of Tonawanda Coke's crimes. There is no oversight of this money. We're asking for transparency. We'd like to see how this money is being spent because clearly we don't see outcomes and results in our communities.
So was the money supposed to be used for the study of the site and how it's affected the community surrounding? Before this interview, we were talking, it's being told that it's also being used for other uses as well, the money, the $12 million.
So the money was directed to two studies, an approximately $12 million UB health study that included an environmental health center and a $700,000 soil study that was awarded to our community group called Citizen Science Community Resources. And we entrusted, so the $12 million went to SUNY RF on behalf of UB, and the $700,000 for the soil study, since we were not a non-for-profit, so that was required by the Department of Justice, that this money had to go to a non-for-profit agency, we entrusted SUNY RF with the $700,000 to direct those monies to our group, or a portion of those monies. So that didn't happen, or that did happen, but there were obviously issues, and we've addressed those issues before in the past, but we're here tomorrow or today, Thursday, October 17th, to address the whole issue of this transparency, and we want a seat at the table, and we want to know how these monies are being spent. Lastly, we want the promised environmental health center.
How much has the University at Buffalo been in contact with you through this process?
Recently, not at all.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. We have tried and tried to work with them on behalf of the community, and we've been shut out.
I read somewhere that UB was invited to Thursday's discussion at the legislature, but they are not going to be in attendance. That's obviously got to be frustrating.
Right. So it follows the messaging that we've received lately is that we don't matter. We want to be heard as a community. We need to be heard as a community. We're still recovering from the 40 years of breathing in this toxic air from Tonawanda Coke. We need to move forward and heal and move past this horrible legacy. So that's why we're calling on them, is that we need an environmental health center to do all of this, to heal, to offer programs for all of us, for the victims of Tonawanda Coke's crimes. We're not asking for anything that the judge did not intend and did not require. We're asking them to come meet us halfway at the table, listen to us. We want what we deserved and what the judge ordered.
This environmental health center that you were talking about, you touched on it a little bit, but just focusing specifically on that, and I might be putting the cart before the horse, I think that's how the expression goes. Where would you put this health center? What would be its benefit to the community? What would you like to see from this health center? Why is it important?
Well, we surveyed the community last year, what they wanted to see in the environmental health center, and there were three top choices, and the top choices were environmental health education classes, youth education, and a citizen science lending library.
And where would this be?
And this would be right here where you are at 3200 Elmwood Avenue.
Jen, is there anything else that you think people ought to know about either about Thursday's discussion at the legislature, or just anything else between this controversy with UB and the community group that was against Tonawanda Coke?
I would like to say to the communities that especially Jackie and I and others have gone into your neighborhoods, to your doors, and talked to, that we haven't gone away and that we're still fighting for the communities to do what we originally started for. You put your trust in us, into us, along with testing your soils and the health, that we had told you that we were going to hold Tonawanda Coke accountable for what they had done. We're still at the table, and we're not going to give up, and we're not going to leave UB until we get some answers. And it's time for something. Something has to come out of this. We've had no conversation. Jackie, really, you summed it up good.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.